We're doing Teriyag Mitzvot. Friday morning we conclude our learning with a quick overview of the 613 Mitzvot. And we were going in the order of the week. And we had concluded the week. We had finished Shabbat. So now we're going over to Rosh Chodesh. On the eve of Rosh Chodesh. B'yom shekodem ha-molad, the day before the new moon. Im yiyah molad b'Rosh Chodesh, when the new moon is on Rosh Chodesh. Today that we have a set calendar, the new moon is not always on Rosh Chodesh. Sometimes it's a little off. Or b'yom ha-molad atzmo kodem Rosh Chodesh, or on the day, sometimes the day before Rosh Chodesh is the day technically of the new moon. And then on that day itself, the day before Rosh Chodesh is customary to do Yom Kippur Katan, which is a form of fasting and asking for atonement. Kshetanel ishtatef b'tzar miyuta yareach, when he fasts and he participates in the sadness that the moon was diminished. This is a Kabbalistic concept that appears in Talmud, that God had to diminish the moon. Initially there were two great luminaries and then the moon was diminished. And then God says, on Rosh Chodesh, bring a sacrifice, my sacrifice. So our sages say, what is God called? My sacrifice? God, so to speak, says, atone for me, that I diminish the moon. So there seems to be an indication of remorse, so to speak, of regret over the moon's being diminished. According to some, the idea is that God says, I created this world. The challenge of this world is that there's evil in the world. I had to create it this way, or I wanted to create it this way, so that you'll have a free will. But at the end of the day, you suffer from it. The fact that I gave potential for evil and for sad things to be in the world, I know you human beings are hurt by it. And I want to show you, I share with your pain. And so God says, the idea behind that is the diminishing of the moon. The fact that the moon is not like the sun. We are represented by the moon. The Jewish people are not like Edom, a light that just keeps going and going and going. No, sometimes bigger, sometimes smaller. It's part of the way God created the world. And God says, to an extent, I want to show you that I feel for you. I'm with you. God says, bring an atonement for me. I'm also saddened over the fact that this is the way the world is, so to speak. It's an indication. So when we fast on the eve of Rosh Chodesh, we're, so to speak, participating in that sadness over the moon's being diminished. Whenever we're accepting a fast on ourselves, we don't do this anymore. But once upon a time, when people used to be stronger and have less to eat every day, so to fast wasn't such a big deal, they were fasting half the time anyways, so then people would fast every so often. They knew they didn't have breakfast or lunch tomorrow. They'd say, okay, sunset's at 4. By the time I get the first meal of the day, I might as well make it a fast for the sake of heaven. So a person could accept a fast on himself, but he has to accept it the afternoon beforehand at mincha. So a person says at mincha, he says, I am prepared litanot l'machal, to fast tomorrow, to participate in this sadness over the moon's being diminished, as our sages instituted. And the root of all fasts is the biblical commandment, where God says, when things are bad for the Jewish people, blow the trumpets in prayer and fast. And I will take note of the fact that you are fasting and you're praying before me and blowing the trumpets. Whenever things are bad, whenever locusts are attacking, there's a plague, pray before me, blow your trumpets, and I'm listening. So our sages instituted that whenever there's something that's a danger or saddening to the Jewish people, we unite in a fast until God has mercy and it passes. Now, what's the worst thing that we're suffering now? We're still in exile. All the Jewish people, you have Jews being persecuted in Germany and in Russia and in Poland and in Hungary, all over the world. I mean, you guys know what happened in California yesterday, right?
What?
That guy walked into a shul and started shooting.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah. I'm saying, so all of this we say is that the diminishing of the moon. We are represented by the moon, and we have this moon that grows bigger and smaller, but it's not a great luminary like the sun. That's our state today. So all of this is a fulfillment of the biblical verse, when things go bad, fast before me. So we do here, when we would fast on the eve of Rosh Chodesh, that's a part of this idea of fasting when things are bad for the Jewish people. And during a fast, we pray Anenu, as our sages instituted. In the eve of Rosh Chodesh, when he finishes his fast, the person should say, I'm accepting upon myself to accept the holiness of Rosh Chodesh in prayer, and to say Hallel tomorrow in Shmoneh Esrei, and to pray Musaf. All of this is in accordance with what our sages instituted, that nowadays when we cannot bring sacrifices, we offer the sacrifices with our lip service. The prayers correspond to the sacrifices, and it's as though we brought the sacrifices. And before he says Hallel, he should say, I'm preparing myself to say Hallel, to give praise and thanks to Hashem for all the good that He's done for us. And this is in accordance with the rabbinic institution to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. The sages aligned it with the verse that says, when things are good for you, when you have a holiday or a Rosh Chodesh, blow the trumpets. And that's an idea of giving song before Hashem. That's the song that we give with Hallel. We give song. It's like a miniature holiday, Rosh Chodesh. This is the fulfillment of the rabbinic institution. And whenever we do a rabbinic institution, we are also in fulfillment of the two biblical commandments to listen to what the rabbis say and not go against what they say. Two commandments, that's another thing to have in mind when we do these rabbinic institutions. So today we learned rabbinic mitzvah. Say that.